Have you ever regretted ignoring someone's advice? Have you ever heard footsteps and not seen who made them? What would you do if you were stuck in an abandoned building? Today we test the believability of the haunted hospital.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. Thank you for joining us on this episode. I am super pumped. This takes place in the same place as one of my favorite stories that you ever told on the show, the Dover Demon.
Oh, yeah. It's a Dover.
Dover, New Hampshire.
Dover.
And while I was reading this, I was just like, maybe it's the Dover Demon. Maybe it's the Dover Demon. It's not the Dover Demon.
No. Okay. So you want to make sure the expectation is set.
Yeah. It's not him.
Thanks for noticing my Miami tan.
Why are you laughing? Pulled out his arm and it's the same shade as his.
Yeah. I was indoors most of the time.
Yeah.
That is true. Dude, hospitals can be so... Like, if you believe in energy, right?
Yes.
Like, it's so hard to imagine a hospital not being haunted, or at least not having something. Like whether you think energy creates paranormal events or you think things are drawn to energy, like whether for good or bad, there's so much energy and emotion.
I have a whole spiel about that in this episode, but we can talk about it now.
I figure. No. I want to save it for the episode. Also, one of my favorite hospital game parts, Deadly Premonition. You're in a hospital and you got to get out. Have you ever played Deadly Premonition?
No.
That's all right. We can go to the episode.
So this episode is brought to us by Sarah, and she gave me the hospital that she worked at, but I was like, oh, just I'll keep it a little bit vague.
Oh, so you're not going to say the hospital?
I'm not going to.
Okay.
So this comes from a couple years ago from her. She worked as a housekeeper.
In a hospital?
Mm-hmm. So she would clean up, which is what housekeepers do, and that's fine. It's a good job. She works second shift.
So that's like afternoons and evenings?
Yeah, 2 to about midnight, 11:45.
It's a rough... Well, it's probably better than third shift.
It most definitely probably is, but there's moments like you, that whole evenings.
It's your middle of your day. The middle of your day is gone. You have your mornings, you have your nights, and that's it.
Yeah.
I admire all nurses just based on what they do and people that work at hospitals, but the people that live and work on those schedules, it's like so much respect.
I couldn't imagine doing that. I've worked third shift. I think I've said it before, but I've worked
FedEx. Third shift.
FedEx, and also at a grocery store.
Listen, I don't get sleep at all. I acknowledge that I do not get sleep, but when we were in a band, our bassist worked third shift, and I literally saw the life drain from his body and his soul.
Yeah.
And so I don't wish that on anyone, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah. When I worked third shift, I was mildly addicted to ZQL.
ZQL?
Yeah.
It's my best friend.
Yeah, well, that's the only way I would sleep. During the day.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I didn't like who I was on third shift. It's true. But anyway, more about Sarah. She is now a practicing witch, which I think is very cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. She was not back then. But she was, and still is, I assume, particularly sensitive to paranormal. Not just like emotionally. That was a joke.
I'm only one type of sensitive, and it's not the paranormal.
So that is perhaps why she had such an intense experience at this hospital, is because she is sensitive to spirits. But let's talk a little bit. Why are hospitals so haunted? Why do we feel like hospitals might have that kind of draw to spirits?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking him. I want to bounce some ideas off of you.
If you hit the backwards 15 seconds, is it 15 second back or 30 second back?
15.
Some of them are 30.
Well, the ones I listen to are 15.
You don't listen on Apple, though.
You can customize those, actually.
I can make it like 4 seconds and 18.
No, you can make it like a minute, 30, minute and a half.
Just do 40 minutes. What great episode, guys. No, based on what I said earlier, in case you skipped it, maybe you were, you know, doing something. Your dog pooped and you were picking up, so you heard, should we like the garbage bag? I think it's just the immense amount of emotion that draws energy. Like whether it's really good emotion, you know, somebody's having a baby, or, you know, somebody's passing away, or somewhere in between, tension, like the tension that a doctor feels and a nurse feels when they're operating on someone, and then the family that doesn't know if their loved one is going to pull through. There's just like, there's, it's like a cemetery in that way, mm-hmm. in that people that congregate at a cemetery are typically, they feel sorrow and sadness because somebody has passed, unless it's like one of those celebrating life things, which is awesome. But either way, it's hard, heavy emotion. So I feel like that really translates to hospitals every single day.
There's also a lot of trauma too. If you think about an ER room, like how traumatic must that be almost on the daily?
Oh, I can't imagine. One of my buddies that I do video work with for work, his son was born same day as mine, actually.
Oh.
But they had an emergency C-section, and it was like sirens and stuff. And
wow.
It was just like crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure and emotion. Yeah. I have that written down. And children are born, people die, young and old, at hospitals, and just a lot of things happen there. And perhaps that's the reason why spirits either get trapped and they stay, or there's a lot to maybe feed on as a ghost at a hospital.
I think trapped is interesting as well, because if you know, you think about the idea of somebody not being able to move on or be able to go on,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that happens in a hospital,
yeah,
kind of collect over time.
There's that episode of Scrubs. I think it's in the first season, and it's like, it shows everyone's day, and it shows three people, and it's like one of these people will not live to see the next day. And it's a really traumatic episode. And I think kind of sums that up perfectly, that there's so much energy and stuff happening that, and you never know who's going to not make it.
That's true. A lot of people take, and me included, take, I think, life for granted.
Yeah. Anyway, step back. But that's a good background to why this hospital is creepy as hell.
I would like to actually hear pushback on why a hospital wouldn't be haunted.
That'd be very interesting.
I'm not saying from you. I'm saying, you know,
once
this is out and about, if someone's like, I don't think, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on it.
I would too. Listener. I think angles, no matter what, are good to watch or listen to.
They're just like, because ghosts aren't real. It's like, well, thanks for listening.
Well, yeah.
To Leaving the Bizarre.
Unbelievable. The one person that puts unbelievable on all our polls, but still listens to the episodes.
That's all right.
Yeah. So let's keep talking about Sarah. Sarah was responsible for cleaning the cancer center. Yeah. So she noticed these things when she started working there. Basically small stuff at first. She would see little movements and flashes of shadows out of the corner of her eye. There was also this feeling of being watched and or drowning in dread, which in itself is creepy. But again, that's just how it started. It started to escalate when Sarah was one night vacuuming an office, and all of a sudden, her vacuum was ripped out of her hands and then turned off.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she was trying to think of a logical explanation, so she looked back to see if the vacuum was actually plugged in. It was. The cord didn't get tight or anything. So, and also the way it's presented, it feels like the vacuum was ripped forwards. She didn't say that specifically.
Yeah.
That's how it feels when you say ripped.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of just like shook it off, and that's thankfully all that's happened that night. But it shows this progressing escalation of spirits becoming more comfortable with her and starting to mess with her more, you know?
I wonder if she told anyone at work about that. Because that would be my first instinct. Like, I'm a share my experiences person. Obviously, that's part of being a podcaster, I think. So if that would have happened to me, I would have found the first person that I've ever had a conversation with in this hospital. And be like, what just happened? I wonder if there are video cameras
in the hospital. I would imagine there are, yeah.
Unless she was vacuuming the bathroom. I was vacuuming the toilet seat.
For some reason, she had sprayed every camera, so no one could see her.
Oh, it got like really glitchy.
Oh, what if it froze like in that moment? Witchy.
It'd be like one of those things where you have to take it frame by frame, and in only one of the video camera's frames, you see this dark shadow entity there. And then you go to the next frame and it's gone, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's what they do in the horror movies. I was going to say, what's his name? Del Toro?
Yeah, Del Toro.
Del Toro. Yeah, Del Toro.
Oh, Guillermo. Toro.
Guillermo.
Del Toro.
Del Toro taught me that.
I like Guillermo Del Toro.
Yeah, he's fine.
What? He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's good.
I like him better than most.
What do you like by him?
What do I like by him? Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. Well, you didn't watch Pan's Labyrinth, though.
No, I didn't. But I did see Shape of Water.
Did you watch that?
I did. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, they eat a cat that one. I'm out.
They did. It was sad.
I'm out.
We also saw his penis.
Oh.
Which I hated. I hated that. So, of course, that escalation with the vacuum was not the end. Sarah soon had items start to vanish off of her cleaning cart, and doors would slam around her while she was trying to work to keep this cancer center clean. And this was the point where she asked to be transferred to a different department. I assume that must happen pretty regularly at this hospital because it sounds super haunted. And for some reason, she thought this would stop harassing her, but because it's all the same hospital and ghosts live everywhere in the hospital, stuff kept happening. Spoilers. So she was overall granted her transfer, and they sent her to the daycare, where the children don't live there. I was going to say where children live, but that's not true.
They live for about 8 hours a day. Oh, God. The daycare, is that what you said?
I thought you meant, like, they put them there and then they die.
No.
The hospital.
No, daycare. Daycare.
Yeah, it's the daycare.
Caring during the day.
It's the daycare.
During the second shift.
So this is where the specters tormented her more completely. And the daycare was in another part of the bill of the land, but it was its own separate building. So Sarah was assigned to restrooms, floors, and trash. Her coworkers at the daycare warned her to wear her headphones, which already is a huge red flag in the play.
All right, scene, right? We're going back into horror movies. So she's bringing her stuff in. I don't know why. She's not like she's moving there, but she's carrying boxes. I can't explain it. That's just what I see. And there's like that person walks by her and like their head's down and like they share a smile. And she's like, I'm excited to be here. And she's like, mm-hmm. And then right before they leave, she's like, hey, make sure you wear headphones. And then she walks away in a hurry. And she's like, why? And then, but she doesn't turn around. And then it's suspenseful.
Yeah, well, she should have wore headphones.
Oh, this was the advice.
Yes, this is the advice
from the very beginning of the
from
episode.
From the top,
hit that 13-minute button, 14-minute button back, and hear that, and then hit your 14-minute and 3-second forward and come back. All right, you're back. Great.
Okay. So Sarah ventured on without her headphones, and as soon as she stepped foot into the daycare building, she knew shit was not right.
Can I just say this really quick?
Yeah.
Just because, like, cleaning and I was thinking the vacuum. She puts her headphones in, and instead of music, it's just a vacuum sound. Hey, I love this song.
DJ Vacuum. The first thing she noticed that headphones definitely probably would have helped cover, but not cover completely, was the constant sound of footsteps running up behind her. She was dogged by these footsteps pretty relentlessly. And when she got the courage to turn and look to see what was there, nothing, of course, was ever there. So the next thing that happened to her was when she would come in and out of rooms, she knew she'd leave some like lights on because she's going back in there, right? And she would come back in, knowing that the light should have been on, was definitely off. Like all the lights that she knew were off.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Because I'm trying to put myself there mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you what you do in this circumstance. You. Like, actually you. Let's say you're somewhere in your house and you're freaked out.
Okay.
Like, you could be frustrated. You could be like, if I didn't think of this or I didn't read or watch this, I would not be freaked out right now. But I did, so I am. Right? You with me?
Yeah.
You've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go somewhere in your house at night and it's dark. But you have to go and get something. What do you do to ease the tension?
I play comedy on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know sometimes you'll play music and stuff when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
There's moments at night where I'll like have to come up here and grab something. And it's just like, I hate it. I hate it. I sing.
Yeah.
I turn my flashlight and my phone on and then I sing.
Oh, God. I wanted to tell you this. Now's a good time to tell you. F*** it. Stephanie was upstairs the other day taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I was downstairs editing. The cat was with me. I fed her.
Okay.
Not only was the cat with me, I locked the dogs out of the upstairs.
Okay.
So there's no animal upstairs. When Steph woke up and came downstairs, she mentioned that the cat was on the bed with her. And I said, no, she wasn't. because I'd fed her, and she was behind me the whole time. And she was like, what? And I was like, what? So that was creepy.
That's the second time, because you said you've woken up to seeing a cat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too.
Listen, you guys need to both draw this cat and see if it matches.
Well, she said it was a black figure, like our cat.
Are you sure the cat was behind you? Because you were editing, so you're probably focused.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. The food bowl is right next to my editing station.
Uh-huh.
And her...
In case you want a snack.
Yeah. And her cat tree is right behind me. So she was up behind me watching me. And even if she hadn't been right behind me, which I know she was, because I would have saw her get up, the gate was in front of the stairs. There's no way she could have gone up and come back down.
Yeah, you got a ghost cat. It's not the worst thing you could have.
That is true. That's true. But still a little disconcerting. Totally a tangent, away from the topic. Just something to add a little personal fear into this episode.
Well, I asked you originally what you did when you walk somewhere in your house at night scared. So that was the transition.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't been scared yet, but I listen to like funny stuff. But let's continue on with Sarah's story, I guess.
Welcome to the Haunting, Unearthly, and Paranormal Stories podcast. Each week will be a different event, whether paranormal or some other strange and unexplained happening. Maybe even a haunting located near you will be examined and relayed to you. These events and stories are based on events have been given to us by the people who experienced these events in their own lives. These stories will take you to the depths of fear and back again. You will learn of places haunted by spectrals and other shadows. You will learn about ghost investigations, the demonic happenings and possible possessions, dream homes taken over by paranormal or supernatural events. Within all these stories, you will question yourself and locations you have been to. Those times you caught movement out of the corner of your eye. Or thought you did. You may just learn that it likely was some spirit from another plane of existence trying to get your attention. You may start questioning different locations you currently visit and begin to wonder if those slight noises that you are hearing are truly the building settling or someone from a past life walking down the hallway toward you. These weekly journeys we take together will lead us down deserted roads, into the deep and dark forests, and through the doors of buildings we should not enter. Pull up a chair and join me as we take a step into the unknown. Here on the Haunting, Unearthly, and Paranormal Stories podcast. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at hupspodcast@yahoo.com or contact us through our website, http://hupspodcast.com. Just remember, believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice.
So this is one evening in the daycare. This is actually the last daycare story I have. So Sarah was cleaning one night, and all of a sudden, she hears this clear as day, loud crying from the infant's room. So she, to quote her, she said, she ran to the nursery, worried about this poor baby, probably so confused. The nursery was empty. The crying stopped. So she swallowed her fear, and she continued to clean, and she just pretended that she heard a monitor or something, knowing perfectly well that no such thing was even on or there. So from then on, she always, always wore her headphones while cleaning.
See, here's the problem. No, I don't want to say problem. You're sacrificing peace of mind for awareness.
Yes.
Like, it's in the moment, if you know you're safe, it's probably better. You go in, you do your job, you're good. But at the same time, I would actually be more on edge if I couldn't hear. Because you can't prepare. You don't know. Now, I totally get where she's coming from. You know, you're there to do your job. You haven't been hurt. You haven't been injured.
Right, so you might not,
maybe it's not malicious. But, and you're just like, the only way I can function and do my job is if I have these headphones in, which I get. But at the same time, if I'm listening to music or a podcast, and even if I have like noise cancellation on or something, if you have your AirPods in, it's just that like, what could be happening? It's the unknown. It's the fear of the unknown. While you're cleaning, you have no indication if someone is behind you.
Yeah, no, I know. And I think she's just trying to block that kind of stuff out. And she said she always heard like some sounds, but she never saw anything in the daycare.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe it's the idea, if you don't pay it attention, that's how you beat it, right? Like, you're not giving it the time of day.
Exactly. You don't give it the energy.
And if you put headphones in, you can't. But what if it was one of those situations where like she would mop, and then when she turn around, there were footsteps in her water. So then, or like if she's, I guess mopping would be the best case, not sweeping. But she's mopping, she turns around, there's steps in the water. Then she mops it, turns around. So it's like this thing, you see the actual footprints.
Mm-mm. That's also escalation. Yeah. That, Jesus Christ, that'd be so scary. That'd be so scary. It'd be like that TikTok sound, like, God damn it, I'm so scared right now.
I wonder, it's like a scary movie when shit goes wrong and people are like, just leave. You know, in a real world setting, you can't just leave.
It's not that easy.
It's because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, well, get another job at a different place. Yeah. But if that's, you know, where you live, the closest one, the only place, you know, it's a better salary than you would expect, mm-hmm. or you've been there long enough to
deal with the ghosts.
Accumulate a 401k. I don't know. It's never as easy just... professionally.
Why is this the highest paying salary in Dover, New Hampshire?
I know. If you can survive 1 week, we'll pay you $200,000.
I know, right? Well, I guess okay.
Would you take this job if it paid incredibly well?
Oh my God, how much?
I don't know. I don't know what the cost of living is like in Dover. What in Northeast Ohio, what might be really good here might be like nothing there, or vice versa.
It's a 10-hour shift, right?
That's what you said.
That's long as shit.
Yeah.
It's probably not every day, though, then. Probably, I'd assume 4 days a week.
Let's just say 4 days a week, and it's good paying. Comfortably paying.
Consider. I mean, no, not for comfortable. More than comfortable.
Fancy. Caviar on the coffee table every night.
I want people to question why that custodian is driving a Lamborghini to work.
Yeah. Blue Lambo?
Yes. Yeah.
Lambos are, and this isn't bragging, because it wasn't my car, and it wasn't even hit my boss's car. It was a rental. Most uncomfortable car in terms of like field of vision I've ever been in.
Oh, really?
It was so stupid.
You don't need to see anything if you're like,
if you hit it, you hit it. It doesn't matter. It's so stupid.
So eventually, I don't know if this was permanent or just like we need you, champ. Eventually, Sarah was asked to return to the cancer center by two coworkers, and Sarah's kind, so she said yes. They were sent to the radiation portion of the cancer building. And like many parts in the hospital, I presume, someone was rumored to have died in this area.
I feel like it'd be hard to find the place in a hospital.
That someone didn't die in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the lobby. Although, probably.
No, people coming in for emergencies. I would say maybe like a closet.
Yeah.
The broom closet.
It's easier to find the place where someone hasn't died in the hospital. Or it's harder to find some place where someone hasn't died in the hospital.
That's the needle in the haystack, which is the hospital.
That's the safe place.
It just reminds me of the damn ZipRecruiter ad. Have you heard that in your podcast lately?
No.
We provide just that. Oh. The needle in the haystack.
Oh my God.
You'll get a qualified candidate in 24 hours.
No, I did hear Olivia Munn today, though.
Really?
Yeah, for animal, not cruelty.
Not cruelty.
Yeah.
Don't punch your dog. Don't drop your cat with Sarah McLachlan's. Which I do agree that you shouldn't do those.
No, definitely don't. Big advocate. Believe in the bizarre. Do not hit your dog or cat.
Or drop kick your cat.
So Sarah said they also use these rooms a lot for storage.
Oh, and like brooms.
Yep.
Did somebody die in the broom closet?
I don't think so, no. It's like old radiation rooms. So according to Sarah, they would go down a small hallway, and it opens up to the left, to the machines and storage items. So I love this quote. She said, while in there, like an asshole, I said, yeah, they don't use these rooms because they accidentally fried someone.
What?
That's what she said out loud. And she was trying to like break the tension because she said, like there before, there was this overwhelming dread and she was just trying to bring some levity. And she realized that she fucked up.
Since you've been going to the dentist more recently, have you had to have the x-ray thing?
I had that the first time I went there.
I haven't been to the dentist in far too long. Have they changed it, or do you still have to wear like the metal plate on your chest, and then they get the fuck out of the room? They're like, all right, you're probably fine. Here's this metal sheet that I used to make cookies. I'm going to leave the entire fucking room. You'll probably be fine.
No, you know what's so weird about it? When I got my x-ray is, they had this machine. It stands upright. It's like a helmet, and you stand into it, and it's swirled around your shoulders.
Wow, it's been a long time since I've been to the dentist.
It was super weird.
They like, here's your x-rays, and we did a CAT scan.
Now that we've sufficiently broke the tension, Sarah realized that she fucked up. She was just trying to make the room laugh because it was heavy.
I would recommend not telling jokes about people dying in a haunted location.
I would, too. I don't know what possessed her to do that.
Like, you're at a graveyard, and you're like, I bet somebody killed a lot of people right where we're standing, and their souls are still here.
Yeah, and you just see the graves start to pop up. So, when they're standing there after Sarah dropped this bomb of a joke, they hear the door start to swing shut. And it's a huge radiation door, so it's like lead-lined. And they go out into the hallway, and the lights are pitch black. Someone had turned them off, and they start to leave. They start to try to leave the section, and they realize the door had actually shut all the way, and the buttons to turn the lights back on and open the door were not working. So they're in this nearly pitch black hallway, rightfully panicking. So they did the only thing they could. They throw their weight against the door, all of them at once. And luckily, Sarah managed to squeak out and run to the nurse's station.
And the other people are still there to this day. Now, okay, she comes back, right?
Yeah.
Opens the door. What do you do?
Oh, no.
If it was empty and nobody ever saw them again, that is just inherently terrifying. I'm assuming that's not what happened.
No.
But that is terrifying.
God, can you imagine? Or if she, like, she's on the way to the nurse's station to open the door, and she just hears these blood-curdling screams.
Ugh. And then you open it up, and there's no sign. Like, not, like, no dead bodies, just no sign.
It's gone.
Have you ever, and I think I don't know if I've said it on here. Have you ever thought how much of a mind it would be? Like, let's say me, for instance. You wake up, you go about your day, you talk to Steph, you see your ghost cat. You're like, all right, Steph, I'm going to Tyler's. And she's like, who? And like, Tyler. Like, Tyler who? You don't, like, we don't know any Tylers. And then you check Facebook and it's not there. And you check Twitter, it's there, not there. And you check Believe in the Bizarre and it's still there, but it's just like half as funny. And, but what if you were the only person to remember somebody? Would you think that the world, if we were doing like Mandela effect or something, or like a parallel shift, would you think that it was on you, that you made me up? Or do you think that I somehow got external versus internal?
Yeah. That's a total glitch in the matrix, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I literally have thought about that before. Like, do I convince people that this was a real person, or do I just accept it and be like, I don't want people to think I'm crazy, so I guess I'm just never going to see this person again. There's nothing to a Sarah. I just, that's just what it made me think of.
I think I'd have to like grin and bear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you can do. Cause you can't like proclaim that something obviously that a person doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Even if you know it's true. That's a little. But anyway, Sarah did save the other two. She ran to the nurse's station.
Oh, that's a much better scenario.
They got out. And they all left. And she said that was the last big thing that happened at this hospital before she quit.
Oh, she quit.
Eventually, she moved on, yeah.
Good, good.
And that is the climax. The climax? No, the resolution of Sarah's story.
She left. She got out of there. She left town. Got out of Dodge.
So with that, let's move on to the discussion. So now's the time where we like to stop the show. Stop. Squeak. Let's break stopping. And we're going to thank the people in our Patreon and welcome the new people to our Patreon as of this recording. And the people I'd like to thank are KC and Lauren. We, Tyler and I do this every time. Both of us, we appreciate the hell out of you so much. Thank you for joining. Thank you for signing on for all that extra content that we put a lot of love and effort into. And you get to listen to it.
It's kind of like the phrasing, we appreciate the hell out of you. It's like, listen, I appreciate you so much that I'm going to take all that negativity. I'm going to take all that hell out of you. You don't need it. Drop the luggage. Let your arms rest. Relax. We appreciate you being here. Welcome. Sit down. Have a seat. Listen to something. You like director's cuts? You want to find out what we were doing when we were recording these episodes from 2 years ago? Go ahead. Listen to it. Did I just trip you out when I said 2 years ago?
You did.
Me too. Do you want to listen to a quiz and learn and also play along and see which one of us is going to win and have to put a episode topic up for y'all to vote on?
That you get to vote on.
Yeah, you literally did two back to back, which was awesome. I don't know how that worked out, actually. But it's awesome. You want to watch horror movies with us and talk to us while we're watching horror movies? Dunzo. All this stuff and more available on our Patreon, because we don't just go up there and put tier, bullet point, exclusive content. Because you're like, the hell is that? How do I know what exclusive content is? Well, we tell you exactly everything in each tier, so go check it out. Maybe it'll appeal to you. Maybe it won't. If it doesn't and you just want to listen to us on here, we still thank you.
Totally fine. Absolutely.
I still appreciate you. I don't know if I'm going to take the hell out of you, but I still appreciate you so much.
So let's get back into the discussion of the haunted hospital. So Tyler, I know that because it's a listener episode, we're probably already biased. Not going to lie.
Yeah, it's because I'm a nice guy. I'm not trying to go out here and tell anybody they're wrong. Every now and then, occasionally. I'll hang my hat on this. I've thrown out a skeptical before.
Yes. With the stories from Sarah and the, I'd say, confirmation from the two other people she worked with and people that told her to wear headphones in the nursery and the conversation we had about the hospital to begin with, where do you fall into, you know, believing that just the fact that this hospital is haunted?
Oh, I believe. I mean, even if there wasn't confirmation, it's like it's an entity that I already believe in. Ghosts and a situation and location that I already lean towards understanding why it's haunted.
I'd say primed for activity.
Yeah. I guess the interesting thing would be, and I totally get why you didn't say the hospital because of privacy, and mm-hmm. I think that's good, even though she's not there anymore. But it'd be interesting to see if there's any articles about that hospital being haunted.
I did look.
Nothing?
I didn't look deep enough.
Okay.
It was just a cursory glance. It's
typically not something you find. Most people aren't writing articles about... Well, okay, sorry, let me take this back. There are people that write articles about haunted places and hospitals and things, but typically somebody's not going to be like, man, that hospital is haunted. I'm going to write a blog about it.
Yeah.
Like one specific place.
Well,
like,
it's still an active hospital.
Yeah.
The haunted hospitals you find are typically abandoned or defunct.
Is it where House is at? That guy's an asshole. Likeable. Did you ever watch House with Hugh Laurie? House?
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
That's in Connecticut?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to watch House some more. I love that show. I like medical dramas. I like Scrubs. I like House. I liked, Grey's Anatomy.
I like Grey's Anatomy. I don't know if I would like them if I was in the field, though. Because I don't know how bullshit they are. I'm not one to look at it and be like, wow, they did their homework. This makes sense. Where I could also, maybe I'm a doctor. I'm like, well, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Except here's the problem with House. Every time you watch House, it's the same episode. It's the kid that swallowed the toothpick.
Yes.
Every time. Yeah. And I'm not even joking. 9 times out of 10, it's the dude that swallowed the toothpick.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. I'm inclined to agree with you that this place has already got those triggers lined up for paranormal activity.
There's probably only so many hospitals in Dover. I think we can find this hospital. I think you put enough context clues out there.
Well, if you're really into it, you might be able to. I don't know how big Dover is.
Do we need to go there?
I don't think so.
You don't want to do a live episode there?
No. No, not really.
The episode's called The Room Where the Guy Got Fried. Live.
Yeah, if they'll let us in there.
Man, imagine some spooky shit happening while we're recording an episode, though. That would be, like, I know people joked before, like, I think I saw something behind you. But could you imagine if like, we went to a haunted place to set the tone for an episode that we were recording, and then shit actually started happening? Because when we're live, we're always on Instagram and Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine things really start, like,
I can't even. Like, someone actually saw, like, an apparition flash in and out of existence behind us.
That's why we bring people like our friend Parker, so we can push his ass down and run. Yes. Take him.
And my wife.
Well, I wasn't going to say her like that. I would hope you would escort her out.
But yeah, so I guess let's ask the question. Where do you fall on the scale for the haunted hospital?
Believable.
Believable 100%?
Yeah. And even if it... Okay. Ghosts, I buy into. The setting, I buy into. Nothing she said was so extreme that it gives me pause. Like, mm-hmm. Footsteps.
I can see it all.
Probably the craziest thing is the vacuum getting pulled out of her hand, right?
I wonder if there's video footage of that. That's so crazy.
We think that because of us dialing in here, but I think when that happens to you, you don't automatically be like, oh, mm-hmm. Can I get that footage? Can you send it to my email?
No, I know what you mean. But yeah, that is a crazy thing that happened. And also the door shutting, that's so scary.
Right, but like that stuff, door shutting, footsteps, that's kind of like, I don't want to say standard, because when you're in the situation, everything's heightened.
Mm-hmm.
I just mean, if it was like, she heard footsteps, the door slammed, the lights went out, her friend was levitated out of the ground and flips upside down hanging from the ceiling. You'd be like, wait a minute, what? You know what I mean? And I'm not even saying that if she claimed that I would go unbelievable. I just mean, everything she said was under the scope of what I could already believe.
Yeah. Standard ghost stuff.
Yeah. Basic ass. No, I'm just kidding. I'm literally just kidding. I'm not trying to put that karma out there, because the next thing I know, my lights are going to start flickering.
Mm-hmm.
I already have two lights out, actually. I have two lights out, and was it you? Somebody, or maybe it was Claire. Somebody was like, batteries are draining really fast.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah. I got to bring some sage in this house.
You do. Yeah. Just for the energy.
I will. So, we agree, believable?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm not trying... I need the sage, so I stop drop kicking my cat.
I just get so angry.
I really don't get that angry.
So, thank you for listening to this episode, The Haunted Hospital in Dover, New Hampshire.
Dover Demon.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for delivering this email. Really good story.
I'm happy that you left. I hope... that it seems, based on the way it was told, that she didn't enjoy paranormal experiences. So obviously you like paranormal content, otherwise you wouldn't have found us. But right. I hope that you don't experience these things anymore.
Well, she's a practicing witch now, which I wonder how true. Those things relate.
That's, you know, that's a detail that I completely forgot about. I mm-hmm. wonder what the transition, I wonder if that was already something on the horizon when she was experiencing this, or if when she left, she had time to collect her thoughts and feelings on her experiences, which then led her to looking into
witchcraft. Yeah, I wonder if it like was part of it, or just like...
Yeah. They had to be connected.
I'm sure.
It's just a matter of if it was cause and effect, or if she was already doing it. Actually, if she was doing it during...
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That could have... I'm not saying that led to it, because I don't know
I'm how that ignorant. Works.
I don't either, so I don't want to make false claims. But if she was practicing while there, maybe. But then again, other people there were saying that they were experiencing stuff. That's
true. Other employees were also like, oh, wear your headphones.
Well, all of that, what I was trying to say is, I'm glad you got out, and I hope you're safe, and I hope you're not experiencing anything you don't want to be experiencing.
And thank you so much for submitting to the show.
How do you submit? You go to our website, believingthebizarre.com, go to submit your experience. There's a little form there. Even though the box on the form looks small, you're like, oh my God, I gotta fit my whole story in there. No, as much detail. Tell me what you were feeling. Tell me what you were tasting. Tell me what was in your mind. Tell me the funny stuff. Tell me the scary stuff. All of it. Charlie, yeah. Too. Tell both of us.
Tell us both. And just as much detail as you can.
If it stresses you out, I'll give you, here's something I would do. If it stresses you out that the box to submit your personal experience is so small, I would recommend going to your Word doc or your Pages or whatever mm-hmm. computer, write it.
That your notepad work. On your phone.
Yes. And then copy and paste it in there. That would be my suggestion.
Yep.
But that's how you do it. That's how you get your personal paranormal or creepy encounter on the podcast.
And if you're interested in talking to myself or Tyler and other people listening to the show, about other stuff, about anything really, you should hop onto our Discord, where we are building this amazing community. And again, special thanks to Jalen for being so amazing and helping us set it up.
Yes, you are awesome, Jalen. Thank you so much. And Charlie set up the majority of it as well. You guys really knocked it out. I was a passerby, just watching. I just float in and out with Ferret Allen, which I already talked about last time, so I'm not going to say it
which
again.
As much stuff as you do, it's totally fine.
So if you want to check that out, it's out there. If it says the link is expired, just hit us up. We'll send you a new link. It's been stupid. But I also don't know enough about Discord. But seriously, thank you everybody so much for listening, for joining our Patreon, for submitting your stories, for giving us your ear, whether you're actively listening or you're doing some activity and we're on so you can pass and graduate early. We appreciate you. And as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.